Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
We were just talking about, is California crazy or are we crazy?
I think we're all just delusional in some way.
Okay.
This 2020 in general, this is all just turning us into fucking mad men and women. They're all just mad. Just about different shit.
I know a girl.
Varying degrees.
She's managed to avoid COVID three times now. She's been around like somebody that might have had it or per se or whatever.
Damn, so. I'm looking out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And yet she still goes out. She's like,
oh shit. She probably feels invincible at this point. I avoided three times. Shit.
From what she's told me, she's like, I can't afford to get that. You know, I worry if I get it or whatever. I was like, you clearly don't look that way.
I don't give a fuck. She's like Ellie in The Last of Us, immune shit.
Is she the bisexual friend or the trans kid or which one?
Yeah.
Which pronoun is she in this?
Which pronoun? Guess what pronoun? Guess that pronoun.
Welcome to another edition of Guess That Pronoun. I am your host, and this is my good assistant.
Who's that pronoun? It's like Pokemon.
And you show like a silhouette of some motherfucker.
Yeah, a silhouette.
You're like, damn, that look like Charles Barkley.
They're like in a non-gender specific pose, so you really can't fucking tell. Like, I can't tell. What the fuck?
One doing that Marilyn Monroe pose or whatever. It's over and shit. And you're like, what the fuck? So I was looking online yesterday. I was like, I'm chilling at home because, you know, big UFC fight coming on or whatever. I'm like, I'm going to get some grilling done, you know, get my liquor out, whatever and stuff. And I was like, let's see what the world is doing in California today. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you get on there and you go like, hey, out partying and having a great fucking time right now. Not only that, Cody, let me ask you this. It is fucking hot in California this week.
Oh, it's hot. It's almost miserable. Almost.
It's miserable hot. Like, if you ain't got AC, oh, bless your heart then. I don't know, or a fan or some kind of fucking cooling device in your house. I don't know how you're surviving because I took a step outside. That hot air just blew in my face. I said, fuck that. I said, I'm not going outside today.
Well, I'm about to get dusted like Thanos with that snap.
So I think Cody had texted me. I don't feel so well. I said, well, then keep your ass 6 feet away from me then. Right? Yeah, you stay all the way over there, right?
That's right, Will.
I don't know about this. I was like, I know about it. You stay over there, okay? You stay far apart, okay? And it's hot. It's miserable hot. So all these places now, I was telling Cody last, I was like, damn, they didn't turn one of your streets in Culver City into a damn near just no more drive.
I'm so mad about that shit. Downtown Culver City, I can't even get through that motherfucker.
Can't drive through that.
Blocking off streets just to have extra seating. Like, fuck your extra seat. Trying to get around the city. Dude, God damn it.
When I tried to go to Honey Kettle, I couldn't make that U-turn you could normally make.
No.
I had to go all the way up the street.
Yeah. You got to go straight. Like, yeah, by like Washington.
Yes.
Culver's blocked off, basically.
Yes.
You got to go like to Venice and shit.
And then I had to go behind the restaurant and shit. And I was like, it's a bitch, dude. And then you can't even leave out that way neither. So you got to go all the way back around. Yeah. It was like,
turn this shit into a fucking maze. Like, man, I don't want this.
They did the shit, same shit in Long Beach now, too, on Pine Street.
Oh, that's probably even worse.
I used to live over there, so you know. So like, yeah, they've turned that whole street into just like outdoor eating, whatever. I was like, oh, we just putting more band-aids over things I see here, huh?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm seeing that though, and I'm going like, who the fuck would want to eat outside this weekend? It is hot as shit.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's crowded though.
Yeah. He was out there having a good time, like, hey, fuck it. I gotta get out.
And they're wearing clothes, too.
I gotta do me, baby.
They're wearing clothes, though, too, Cody. I was like, it's too fucking hot for that shit. Sorry.
Man, I would understand, you know, if there were, like, separate sections where groups can be.
Yeah.
I could kind of get with that. But there's no place like that I've seen. Everybody is just clustered together.
Together.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
our favorite, one of our favorite bars, even though we've never been together, in San Diego, the Whiskey House down there.
Right, right, right.
They opened up their bar back today, or this past weekend, and they got a patio outside now. And I sent Art of Lunatic the video of this shit. They were just all, like, just conformed. Yeah, I was just like, man, I just like...
Forming like Voltron and shit.
Yeah, I saw a black dude as the leg. I was just like, yeah. Clearly the head right there. I was just like, yeah, I was like, if y'all just lay down.
Intimidated Voltron.
It's like a fucking parasite just waiting to see. I was just like, yeah, it's just not. And then once again, it's fucking hot.
I already know. It's San Diego, too. Jesus Christ. I can't imagine. It's hot out here.
I mean, it's hotter in the Bay Area than it is here, but we pushing over 100. So over there, they're like 112 and shit.
Oh, man. When I went to Pasadena yesterday, woo, that shit. Man, I was running in the air. I had to go pick up something. When I stepped outside the car, I put my hand down. I'm like, whoa. You heard some sizzling? Like, what the fuck is this? You thought it was hot out here. No, out there. I had never seen so fucking hot in Pasadena. That shit was crazy.
Jesus Christ. We don't believe in climate change now.
Holy shit.
Is this the hottest it's ever been in your lifetime living in California? I feel like it's been hot, but I never felt this fucking
hot. Maybe. Christ. I don't know. Maybe it was a couple of years I felt this hot. Maybe it just feels hotter than all this COVID.
This fucking Cody. Fucked up. This heat hit me in the eye when I went to the garage, when I was walking back there. This heat just blew right in my eye, and it made me cry. I was like, oh!
I'm shocked you could cry. I'm just shocked to just dry your fucking eyes out. you wanted to cry. You just had no tears.
It took my tree, the leaves off my tree, and that shit turned into a haystack. That shit just flew. I was like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
I mean, so I was like, who the fuck would want to eat outside today? I mean, you got to be sweating and stinking and shit. And like, it's like, you're already crowded up. It's like, here's another stupid ass thing too with these restaurants. We talked about this with a bar that was in like kind of like West LA area. They was doing this. So when you get to the door, wear your mask. When you order your thing, wear your mask. As soon as you sit down and eat though, or drink, take it off. What? That's stupid. That makes no sense, okay? You might as well just not even eat there then, or whatever, if that's the case then. Why even put the damn mask on? So when you enter in, wear the mask. But once you in, go ahead and take it the fuck off. Yeah, it don't matter, you know? What?
Ain't no goddamn sense.
I'm confused now, whatever. Why do I need to wear it at the door then if I don't have to wear it inside, Cody? Now, I'm not bitching about wearing the mask. I would wear the motherfucker all day, whatever, and shit if I have to. My point of that complaint, though, is why is it okay to wear it at the door, but you could take it off inside? I understand that you got to eat and shit like that, but if like that's the case, then why the fuck would I eat here then? It's not like you can eat inside anyway, unless you're in Pasadena.
Right.
fucking, I see Denny's and shit turn parking lots into a damn patio section and shit.
Like Mel's driving and shit.
I was like, everybody got a fucking patio now. I was like,
yeah, everybody got a patio.
I said, it's amazing how quickly we was able to like make patios, but we can't make like, you know,
makeshift patios,
but we can't make affordable housing and meals cheaper and shit.
we can't make shit that makes sense. That don't work that way.
But even if you got like this little tight ass space, like that bar we got kicked out of in San Diego, somehow they managed to make a patio somehow. Cody was like, wait a minute, hold on.
Yeah, of course they did. Probably kicking motherfuckers out that motherfucker too. Are you trying to spend money here? Like, get the fuck out.
Fuck up out of here. Shit. That's our policy here. You spend money, you got to go. I was like, wait, what?
Okay.
We never said San Diego was a sane drinking place. We said...
No. Far from sane.
we said that it's fun, but it's a lot different from anywhere else you've ever drank before.
Oh, it is. There's no place like San Diego, I can tell you that.
I mean, when you got rundown...
San Diego's a special place.
Very special. Soon to be the home of LA's dumping town. But
that's right.
That's the one thing. Right. There one conspiracy theory I believe from a movie. It's Blade Runner.
Talk about telling the future. Holy shit.
I see why people don't watch that movie. Too much truth in that.
Yeah. Hit too close to home.
State of San Diego, I think, sued that movie, Cody.
Banned this shit.
I said, how dare you, whatever. And then when we tried to give them the Clippers, they was like, we see what you're doing, trying to dump your trash over here already. We see. Oh. That ain't happening. I got to tell you, Cody, how the fuck do I get into this NBA bubble? Seems like the safest place.
That is a safe place to be.
How do I get into it?
How? Good luck. Shit, if you get it, let a brother know you somehow get it.
Okay. I need to talk to this mouse.
I'm trying to watch some games, baby.
I got to talk to this mouse, Cody. He got to let me in this motherfucker. Shit. I'll do whatever he wants. I work at Never Never Land Ranch or It's a Small World after all. I'll be one of those statues and shit. I'll robot my ass off if he want whatever. Shit. Just let me in this bubble. This bubble seems safe, Cody. I want peace.
They got that shit. I don't know if you heard the story. I think, what did the rookies try to sneak a girl in or something?
That's what I told you last week. Yeah.
I think it's also happened in NFL too. But, yes, NFL's already fucked. I don't know about they fucked anyway. But I think the NBA, somebody tried to sneak a girl into the bubble.
Yeah, I think I told you that last week or whatever. Yeah. Someone tried to sneak a girl in the bubble. It's like,
it was bound to happen.
You gotta have those selfish fucks, huh? You just gotta.
Yeah.
It'd be great if like every team. I know World Disney is not that. Oh, it's pretty fucking huge. I mean, maybe it could do.
No, that's fucking massive.
It's fucking massive. It'd take like 2 days to walk this bitch. It should be like every team just have their own little station. Like, this is my bubble. That's your bubble. Okay. Like, you stay over there. Okay. Speaking of NFL and all that. So, Cody's under the impression it ain't going to happen. I'm under the impression they're going to keep that shit going.
I think it's going to happen, but they're not going to be able to finish it. I think it's going to be like MLB. MLB, you know, they need to shut that shit down right now.
They ain't shut it down yet, Chris. That shit ain't going nowhere.
Like full fucking teams are tested positive. They're like, they're gone. Like, what?
Two full teams have tested positive.
Y'all going to play this shit in hospital beds or something? Is that what y'all going to do now?
Well, I was asking you about that. Yeah, I was asking you about that. He was just like, they're on a 2-week quarantine. If they feel better, they can come back to the playoff. I was just like, what? I was like, I wouldn't want to play against them. I was like, I'd give them the automatic win. I'd be like, you can take it, bro. So I was listening to something. It might have been a radio. I think it was a podcast about sports and shit. And they were talking about, I think it was the MLB or the NFL. Might have been both. Might have been just the MLB, though. They had the option to do what the NBA did, but they declined it.
Declined it.
Yeah. It's a stupid idea, Kurt. That's why it's stupid, okay? I don't want to be fucking team camping up with these dudes or whatever. I want to go home and travel, goddamn it, shit. Florida is the greatest city in the world. I mean, state in the world. And I want to go see my hot Puerto Rican wife at home in beautiful Miami. I don't want to stay here and fucking bubble with you, okay? I got to play games with you. I don't want to do this shit. Two teams tested positive for COVID later. It's like,
yep.
Conspiracy hoax, bro. So, yeah, NFL's coming back, Cody, and I know you're excited about that. We were talking about sports last week, like the top sports, I guess, in the country. I know in the world, because I got a lot of shit for it. Well, I didn't get shit, but if people tell me, like, soccer's the biggest. I was like, I know soccer's the biggest sport in the world. I was just talking about the United States of America because we're so goddamn important.
Yes, we are.
But you know what? I threw in baseball and hockey. You know what I think is bigger than both of those? I would even say matches NBA at times. UFC. I forgot about mixed martial arts. How could I not throw that in? Their pay-per-view buyouts are huge. Like that Conor McGregor one.
People love UFC.
Yeah. Like
they love seeing UFC.
What was the buyouts? If I'm not mistaken, wasn't it like over $2.7 million or some shit like that? It was when that last Conor McGregor fight. It was huge. I remember it was like large. It was like the biggest, most sold out pay-per-view or something like that of all time or some shit like that. And I was like, forgot to throw UFC in there. Now they can't get nowhere near football, obviously, because they just can't do Super Bowl. Okay.
No.
But I was like, they're probably in the top three then, right? UFC?
They gotta be up there.
Probably. As far
as viewership goes, yeah.
Yeah, because their ratings are high. And I know UFC 252 was last night and big sporting event. And I got to tell you, with no crowd, you can hear these punches come from a mile away. And it's just like, oh, my God, that dude's face is fucked, dude. I was like, I guess the crowd was a good thing for this. You didn't have to hear somebody's face getting blithered.
Right. By watching those X-rays in the Mortal Kombat games. That's probably what it feels like or looks like, right?
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, I don't think you watched it last night, the paper.
No.
I thought I started this joke because I sent a steward on Twitter. I said, man, Daniel Cormier got hit in the eye so hard, he looking like this dude. And I sent him a gif of Forrest Whitaker. That dude, I was fucked, dude. And then, like, I looked on Twitter and I was like, damn, everybody's using that fucking gif. I was like, god damn it. Son of a bitch. He got poked in the eye and his eye is fucked. And then at the end of the fight, he was like, oh, I can't even see out this eye. It's just straight black. I was like, man.
Oh, shit.
Like, that's a bad motherfucker to finish that fight for five rounds and shit.
Damn.
My ass would have been screaming. Oh! I can't see. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. I can't see. Oh my God. I'm very precautious about my eyes or whatever. So I thought it was a lackluster card, though, to be honest. It was the heavyweight fight was pretty good. The Cormier fight was good, too. With Stoic, he lost. It was his retirement fight, so he lost. I mean, it could have been a back-and-forth thing. It was a back-and-forth fight, so
mm-hmm.
I thought I had a lot more to say on it, to be honest, whatever. But it was a damn good fight, though, until the eye poking started getting involved. Cormier pokes him in the eye first, in the first round. And then in the second round, I think I thought he lost that fight, to be honest, if you ask me. third round, that's when fucking Stuick, what the fuck did I just call
Stuick?
Him? Stuick, get over here now, whatever. Stipe, Jesus Christ. Stipe, he hit this dude in the eye so fucking hard, and the refs didn't see it, and I was just like, oh, that's some bullshit, all right, whatever. But it went all five rounds, and you could just tell Daniel Cormier, DC, he just got tired out. I mean, this dude is, like, fucking worn out. He's, like, 41 years old. I thought he fought a good fight, but then it's like, yeah, you're pretty done, dude. He was getting gassed like a motherfucker. When he first did that run out of the fucking tunnel, I was just like, yeah, you shouldn't have done that. I mean, that was before the fight even started.
That was a wise decision.
Hey, I was like, why would you do that? Yeah. You know damn well you can't go five rounds. But I'll give him his due, man. Shit, get his eye completely blacked out. That dude came back. Even I thought he did better after his eye got blacked out. To be honest, I was like, man. But
I got an adrenaline rush or something like that.
He probably did. Probably said, I don't want to look like Forrest Whitaker. That's why.
Yeah.
He said, fuck that. I don't want to look like this dude. So yeah, he's retired. And then, that was that fight. So I'm trying to think, what was the next fight? And here on Fight Island, I want to go to Fight Island or this goddamn NBA bubble. I gotta get the fuck away from
those spots to be.
Yeah, like I just want to go to one of these bubble inclined spaces. Man. You got Cody. We'll send you to the NFL training camp, and
no, ain't that a bitch?
You can report to what's going to us. What's going on down there?
Oh, thank you. Wow.
Let us know, okay?
I feel honored.
Yeah. We want to know what the people are up to down there, okay?
Yeah. the bubble-less NFL. Yeah, yeah. Sounds great.
You don't want to hang out with the Ravens?
No. Not right now, I don't.
He don't even want to hang out with his own team. Oh, man. Nope. Talk about not a fan.
Good. Lamar and Hollywood and all those boys? No, they can wait. I'll wait.
Oh, my God, man. Shit, the marathon continues, man, Cody.
Let that man rest. Don't do that right now. Let that man rest.
You know, somebody said what we said online, and man, that motherfucker got roasted. I was reading them comments, whatever. Motherfucker, don't you ever talk about the great Nips like that? I was like, oof. I bet I never say nothing bad about this man. Apparently, shit. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. He didn't even say anything that bad, neither. He was just like, yeah, I don't really understand what he did to be getting.
It wasn't really terrible, by our standards, at least. You know what I mean?
And then he just got this barrage of comments. Look, motherfucker, if you ain't gonna understand what he did,
you know you mad when you say, look, motherfucker.
You gotta point them fingers too, whatever. Yeah. I don't know where he got that emoji for that or
point
whatever.
Point the fingers, you gotta do that head tilt. Yeah, like, hey, look, motherfucker.
Look, motherfucker. You say another motherfucking word about Nipsey. See, I'm telling you, Nipsey died this year, right? Or was it last year? No, it was last year, yeah. Him or Kobe should have died of COVID. Then maybe people would have listened. If they were going to die, they should have died of fucking COVID.
That's kind of a shitty thing to say. But yeah, they people would have listened then, probably.
Maybe. I probably doubt that, to be honest. They'd have been like, eh. Probably for Nipsey, they wouldn't have believed it. They'd have been like, that's a conspiracy. Somebody shot that brother or whatever.
Yeah.
for Kobe, I think we probably would have listened for like about maybe about a month.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, then anyway, we're straight back to the conspiracies.
like
love our conspiracies.
He died in January, so it's like February, March would roll by. March we closed down things. Maybe about April and May, it'd have been like, all right. But then by June, it'd have been like, you hear Kobe where he really died from?
Yeah,
he ran out of oxygen.
Exactly.
Yeah, some shit like that or whatever. It'd be like, mm-hmm. That's what their theories are saying. So. How did Orange County beat, by the way, L.A., name it 824 Kobe Day?
I have no idea.
I was like, wait, what?
how did that work?
Does Kobe already have that day in L.A.? Please tell me he does, by the way.
I could have sworn he already had that day. That was like Mama Day. There is a Mama Day.
Is a Mama Day, but I don't think it's 824.
It's not 824.
Yeah, so
when I know what day it was, yeah.
And Orange County's been promoting the fuck out of that, too, by the way.
Oh, of course. We trademarked that shit, baby.
Yeah, so I've seen that shit like five times, and I was just like, it must be a typo there. It must have meant L.A.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Everybody making money off Kobe's death, man. I'll tell you that.
Ain't that a bitch, huh?
That's fucked up. Ain't that a
bitch. And
like a motherfucker.
And the last place I want to be making money off of it is Little Florida, or Orange County. I'm sorry. Well, I guess you could say that about all of California now, to be honest. So.
We're 42.
Or New Florida.
Yeah, or New Florida. There you go.
Wait a minute. Don't they have like South and North Dakota?
Yeah, we're West Florida.
West Florida. So if you want to go to East Florida, it's about a 5-hour flight that way. Mm-hmm. Florida probably laugh and be like, you motherfuckers worse than us, though. So.
Man. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah. All right, well, Stuart, you better get them bunk beds ready, man, motherfucker. Yeah. Nah, actually, fuck that. I'd rather take COVID.
I'm about to say. I'll stay in this infested parasitic city or state, whatever. I'm good on that one. Stuart, bunk beds. Fuck that shit.
Man, you got any, like, 21-year-old plus friends, Stuart? Nah, of course you don't. Of course you don't.
He like Bleed, he probably does.
You think Joe Budden is friend?
Yes. He actually does. That motherfucker's a fiend. Oh, fanboy, god damn.
I gotta listen to this goddamn Joe Budden podcast.
Yeah, apparently it's the greatest thing ever. He has a huge fan base. Well, I don't know if it's huge, but they're really dedicated for what I've seen.
And what I've seen too, it seems.
Yeah, because you know, Stuart will be retweeting all this shit. That's all I fucking see in my goddamn timeline. Like, this is Joe Budden, fucking Brie Larson, and she's like, god damn.
Hey, why don't you retweet them videos from Brie Larson hosting that late show, Stuart? People hate that woman for some reason.
They really hate you could. Seen her? God damn.
They really hate that woman, Cody. Really?
Oh, yeah, one comment. Like, yeah, I know the black people here. Like, yeah, she's right. He was so wrong about that. Okay.
They really can't stand her. I mean, I've heard even people say, like, it's probably the worst superhero.
They really don't like her.
Like, they said it's the worst superhero.
Like, every time she mentions talking about some other, like, she's talking about Star Wars, like, no. You keep your feminazi ass away. No, fuck you. Bitch.
I've seen
that. That's basically, yeah.
I've seen groups say, like, she's had the worst superhero film I've seen in, like, a decade or something. I was just like, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. I don't like the movie that much, but damn. Ain't that fucking bad. Jesus.
Ah, man, we must have missed this era of, like, you know, early 2000 bad films and, like you know.
I didn't see 2016 when we had Suicide Squad.
No, they say BVS had more complexity than that. No, it did.
It was complex, all right, for all the wrong reasons.
Fucking confused my brain or whatever.
Yeah.
They talk about her like, oh, man, she's a terrible actress. You better replace her right away. I mean, she can't act for nothing. Her acting is just terrible. It's just like,
She's basically Donald Trump in their eyes. She's Donald liberal. Trump with a second coming of Hitler.
She's a liberal Donald Trump.
Yeah, basically.
She should run for office.
Oh, God. They really gonna try to assassinate her ass.
Because you know they're serious about that shit, too. She's such a bland person. She's just not. It's like, God, that comment really pissed people off, huh?
Yeah.
Which is funny.
It's
funny because I've heard a lot of people say, I mean, Chris Evans gets political all the fucking time. he makes all kinds of comments like that, whatever. And nobody gives him shit for. I was like, there's a conspiracy somewhere here.
Chris Evans is Captain America. He's good.
Oh, yeah. So when you're a Marvel and you're a captain in a Marvel, that's too space for me. I don't want to deal with that. No. But that Negro is America.
See, well, Brie Larson fucked up. She has a vagina. That's what she fucked up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's how that happened.
Okay. It makes sense now. I'm putting this together now. So she's all about the world and the galaxies and shit. Not about America, just the world and galaxies. But her Captain Marvel name. Mm-hmm. And she has a vagina.
And yes.
Over here, he has a penis.
Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful penis.
And he reps the flag.
And he's always in that red, white, and blue.
Boom.
No wonder.
That's the recipe.
This is why Civil War did better than Winter Soldier, because he took that red out of that blue. And people was confused, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. They didn't like him no more. They was just like, what the fuck, homie? Hey, well, hold up. That ain't the flag color. Oh, wait a minute. I take that back, though. Because that's that Blue Lives Matter shit flag. Some cop flag. Shit. Oh, well, hold on. We're getting somewhere.
All come
now.
Together, right?
Oh, my God. I understand why they like this dude now. So they don't even hear what he actually says, because he kind of says he says the same shit as Brie Larson does.
Yeah, that shit just goes out one ear after the other. They just look at the colors of his suit. They're like,
America. I get it now.
Yeah.
By God, God damn it. He's got a penis and he got American flag colors on him. That works for me. That bitch right there, though. What is this red, yellow, and blue?
Yeah. Remember that scene where she was like trying to those colors on her suit? They ain't like that shit. No, sir. Like, no. No. No.
I think one of them was Mexico's colors. And they just like.
And remember she had that neon one, which is basically a representation of the LGBTQ community? I was like, man, like, they ain't like that shit.
That's the biggest conspiracy since Get Out, when he was picking cotton in that chair.
Yep.
Wow. I never knew. You know what? I'm going to watch Captain Marvel after this now, so I can watch that scene, post it, and just shit all over that evil dictator non-American.
Always agendas underneath.
Goddamn mouse.
Can't just make movies no more. Yeah, I have a message. About the state of America today, baby.
Goddamn mouse. I'm dare you. I'm trying to see this chick fly and destroy shit, not fucking.
That's right.
Not represent her pronouns. Shit. What a fucking bastard. Okay. Oh, I love you, Brie Larson. Shit. I think you can ask.
She cool in my books.
Yeah,
she you good with me.
I didn't see people talking shit about you beforehand. Shit. So,
they weren't.
I heard some people say they can't watch Scott Pilgrim no more because she in it.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
I think her comments really told this country that, man, we got some fragile motherfuckers up in here, huh?
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of small dick motherfuckers out here.
Yeah, no.
Like tiny penises.
SDE, small dick energy going around here.
Yeah. SDE.
That sounds like a disease. You got the SDEs.
SDE.
Oh, my God. Don't touch me, motherfucker. Yeah,
that's the next pandemic.
Bring that small dick energy near me. Shit.
Yeah. Shit. Your ass away from me. Oh, shit. You hate Brie Larson?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh. That's like on your KKK test now or whatever and shit. How do you feel about this woman right here? Oh, I think she's a stand-up girl, whatever. I liked her movie.
I just secretly popped this cork, got a little spillage.
You better slurp that shit.
Discreet. No, that's good. I had a little. It's all good. It's like a little tiny spillage, but we good. We
spill
good.
Like Brie Larson spilled the beans on her comments.
Maybe.
Interesting here. Right. You go to what's those tests called? You go to therapy and shit, and they hold those little
The Rorschach test.
Rorschach test, whatever. That's Brie Larson. Brie Larson with a what is that? An LGBT flag? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brie Larson in Mexico. It's like, wait, what? How'd you get Mexico?
Brie Larson on a bridge.
Brie Larson
in a Walmart.
Brie Larson with a Nazi flag or whatever. She's like, yeah. All right, yeah. I think she likes that shit, though.
Oh, yeah, she eats this shit up.
Yeah.
She probably just got home just laughing her ass off.
Like, she got to be laughing her ass off. She probably like, laughing her way to the bank. Jesus Christ, these people are retarded.
Yeah, all y'all motherfuckers still watch my movie. Ain't that some shit?
Well, that goes to show you that, like, is when you hear, like, things like that, is, like, is it really the whole base or is it just a large, small community? I mean, because we really
this is a vocal minority. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It is loud as fuck. That's making them seem larger what they are. That's all it is.
So it's mix and match week, people, here. We got some liquor here. Cody's got some beer. I got my whiskey. Cody, what are you drinking over there right now?
Oh, day here. This is hot as fuck. I had to get me some refreshing shit. Oh, so I went to Sour Rock, my friend. I got the Eau de Goose Tidquin, a Belgian Lambic Ale.
You just made that fucking name up.
I did not make this name up, sir.
You called that Eau Bougie de Goose, what?
Mm-mm. No, sir. Hey, the O de Goose Tidquin.
What Louisiana shit did you just get that from? That's my people. That's Creole. That's a Creole term. What are you talking about? I had that for dinner the other night. What are you talking about? Yeah, it was in my jambalaya.
Yeah. Oh, you wild. That's wild.
How many states hate us by now?
Shit. Surprise. Not all 50, then 49, I guess. We're waiting for the one state.
We
haven't talked shit about Hawaii, have we?
No, we never talk shit about Hawaii.
Hawaii's cool.
Hawaii's cool. You chill. You just.
What do you got to say bad about Hawaii?
You eat, you drink, you get fat there. I mean, Shit, a volcano, come fuck it. Let it kill me. I was like, I live a good life.
I'm cool to get dive via volcano Hawaii.
Yeah, that'd be dope as shit. Stay in a little shed, house, whatever.
Everybody about the scene, that movie, Volcano. But Tommy Lee Jones, man, that motherfucker in the subway, he jumped off that shit. He started like melting. that's the funniest shit ever. People just slowly dying. Ain't work that way.
And that's a real special effect because his face is slowly melting today. Or so, you know, so shit.
You saw his body just slowly starting to get shorter and shorter.
How dare you, though, Cody? Hawaii's not a state. That's some terrorist place Obama was from, or some shit like that. Whatever.
I forgot they used to say that shit. They used to say that. Ain't that a bitch?
Hawaii ain't no goddamn state.
I'll be goddamn.
I mean, it's almost as insulting as when that dude was telling that girl, because she had a Puerto Rican flag on, you go back to where you come from. Puerto Rico ain't no friend of the United States of America. And it's like, you dumb motherfucker. <It's> like, Puerto Rico is the United States. I mean, I guess just when it comes all down to it, it's just like low education levels here.
Basically.
Okay. I don't know how you could not know that, though. It's like, I would assume it's like standard, you know, history.
Yeah, that's what you would think, right?
I mean, it's as much as a state as fucking North Dakota is, I guess. And we don't even really want that as a state here. I shouldn't say that.
No, it's okay to say that.
Yeah, okay. I meant Alabama. How about that then?
Them too.
And Florida.
Yeah.
And Mississippi. And Arkansas. Okay, there's a lot of states, man. There's a lot of states.
There's a lot of things to secede from the U.S.
Hey, California's not no much better, but we're paying for it right now North Cal is burning right now, and it's getting lightning storms and all kind of shit. So,
you know, the only saving grace about California, I can say, at least we're not like predominantly racist. You know what I mean?
Yes, there's that. Yes.
I mean, there's some racist parts out here, obviously, but we're not like predominantly racist.
At least I'm not.
Yeah.
At least you're not, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, that much I can say.
Now, that other part over there, though, that.
Yeah.
I don't know. You go to Orange County now, that kind of changes, right?
Yeah. I guess you could. Man, fucking Orange County, man.
It's a very large area, you know? And I think they've proved their points in their videos they've been making lately. And it's like, I mean, it was funny because they were always like closet, you know, on the other side. They never really came out with their thoughts and opinions. But this year, they was just like, Fuck that. This is our year, boys. It's time
to turn the nut up, shit up.
Goddamn zombies ain't gonna come take our fucking things. Whatever, so. Shit, get your guns ready, boys, and they ain't gonna do shit. Yeah, I love it when the gun nuts always talk about like shit. When the government comes and do some illegal shit, we gonna be ready for them. It's like the government
is still waiting, still sitting on that front porch.
The president of the United States is sending his own secret services out to kidnap people in unmarked cars and not read them their rights. That's how legal it sounds. Whatever. Well, they committed crimes, and I don't need to waste my bullets on that. Or it's like, hold on. Even if they did commit a crime, if you are an officer of the law, you are supposed to read a motherfucker his rights before you can just snatch him up and throw him in some car.
Yeah, that's how that's supposed to work, yes.
It's illegal to do that. Is that not the phrase, Cody? The government coming after you? Because that sounds like the government.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
I tell you what, I probably shouldn't say this on air. Probably not. Yeah, I was gonna say, hey, but try to grab me like that. I'm fighting back. I mean, you can't fight back. You don't know who the fuck these people are. It's like random dudes in South. You better fight back, motherfucker. Getting headbutt, or something, shit. Start screaming.
Something's going down.
He touched my penis. I'll be like,
get your head off my penis.
Be like Jonah Hill in 21 Jump Street. You'd be like, oh, this fucking dude just grabbed my penis.
My dick, bro.
Oh, so what you getting there, Cody?
Oh, so let me describe this beer real quick. So this is a Sweat of Goose. It's a combination of 1, 2, and 3-year-old lambic. And lambic is basically a sour beer of all
drugs,
fermentation, and all that. Cool part about lambics, though, we only brew between May and October of each year because you got to get the spontaneous fermentation just right. So it's like a particular recipe you got involved with. So that's kind of cool. It's a unique sort of beer.
Is there any fatalities involved in it?
It could be. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. They haven't been reported to me if that is the case, but I don't know. You never know.
That's a word, right? Fatalities?
Yeah, well, we're gonna make it a word now.
Okay, because I know the president said that word, and I was thinking, does he mean fatalities or is fatalities really a word? So I was like, oh, interesting. There, yeah, we got to have like a spelling test when it comes to the next president of the United States. You know, reading and writing. You know, the usual shit that you use to graduate from high school type shit. I think they called it the exit exam.
Yes,
I think they should make future presidents take that going forward.
Yeah, I think they should.
Yeah, I think I'd like
or that. At least some sort of like spelling bee or some shit.
how to pronounce easy ass words. That'd be nice, you know. Like, I can see if you fucked up that word Cody just named that beard, I'd be like, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, Goosetilquin. I didn't even say the full fucking name. Look at this shit.
Probably fucked that all up.
Goosetilquin. If you see at the bottom of there, Al Lacion, some shit like that.
Damn well, that ain't how you pronounce that word.
Lacion. I don't know how the fuck you say that, but yeah.
Hey, I believe you when you say you can't pronounce that shit. That shit looks hard.
Some Belgian shit. I don't know.
Yeah. You can't pronounce fertilities, the fertilities. You got a problem.
Yeah,
there,
that's
Cody.
A problem. Yeah, that's a problem.
Problem then, you know.
I remember being described in World Combat. Fictility.
I think that's where we learned that word.
That word.
I think that was the first big word we learned as kids.
Whatever. I know, yeah.
Fatalities. They're like, ooh, I don't know what that means, but that sounds like
a bad air.
I guess you're decapitating the motherfucker there. That's what that means. Yeah.
Well, I'm pulling your spine out.
Motherfucker, I will fatality your ass. Do you not know? I'm being serious right now. I will fucking
fatality, bitch.
Fatality the fuck out your head right now when I get closer and uppercut your ass. You gonna know it's a fatality, bitch. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think people should just start using that word when they like threaten somebody now. Like, motherfucker, your fatality is coming. Yeah. You know, the person who would do that shit too is Mike Tyson. He'd be the first one to say some shit like that.
Oh, yeah, he would.
But he would throw it out completely out of context. It wouldn't make any sense. He'd just be like, he said he was going to do what? Mike Tyson coming back to fight, Cody.
Yeah.
I'm more interested in the promos than I am in the fucking fight.
Oh my god! If he's, oh my, that'd be the greatest thing ever.
I mean,
Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. promo. The old asses. Oh, I'd love to see that.
I think that could be the only thing that brings us together as a country that we can agree on.
Oh, man. Remember Roy Jones Jr. tried to have a rap career?
Tried a rap career? Yes.
Y'all must have forgot. Yeah, I wish I did. Really wish I did.
Instead of our best and worst of drinks of the year, we're going to do the worst rappers that tried to make it in the career, like Shaq. Oh, God. Little Shaq.
Shaq. And yes. God rest his soul. Even Kobe tried to do some shit at one point. Yes. That wasn't working.
Man, Kobe, that was really bad. That was like the worst thing your career could have ever you know, just taken. You know, yeah. I mean, it's a good thing you decided to just keep playing ball after that. Could you imagine if he would have retired on that?
Oh, Jesus.
I hope his wife had something to do with that and said, you need to stop.
There was some rapper that told him, Kobe, don't do this. I forgot what rapper it was. He was like, they're like, Kobe, no.
Was it Ice Cube?
I forgot who it was. Maybe.
Because Ice Cube was like a huge Kobe fan or whatever. And, you know, he's like, yeah. So
it was a rapper. I was like, Kobe, don't do this shit.
Thank God for that rapper.
Thank God for that rapper.
Bless that rapper's heart.
Where the hell that was, yes.
Who told Shaq to stop then?
Shaq kind of had to stop, though, really. He does, like, little shit. Like, he's doing a DJ shit primarily now, but he still raps every now and again. All right, man.
Stick to your PhD, brother. Come on now. Shit, stick to the PhD. Let's not do any further now. So what's your beer tasting like over there, sir? What are you doing?
I'm going to the smell real quick. Very sour, obviously. Very yeasty.
Easy.
A little earthy oakiness going on there.
Tastes like Kanye is what you just said.
Maybe it's a little lemony, a little bit, not too lemony.
It's like pine salt.
Yeah, you get some spice in there too, maybe like a basil, maybe.
You sure Mr. Clean didn't make that beer?
No, because it doesn't smell like a solvent-y. It don't smell like solvent. I smelled some solvent-y beer before. You don't want that shit.
Why not?
Ain't good.
You trying to turn me? Don't be turning me away from things I like. Don't be doing that.
Maybe people would. You know, people drinking Clorox this year and shit. So I don't know. Maybe that would be people's thing.
My buddy was in a West Coast Customs car commercial with Corona. It was promoted with Corona. And I was thinking in my head, I was like, oh, that was a dope commercial right there. I mean, I love it too, because my buddy is never once holding a Corona in that commercial, not once. And I was just like, interesting. I said, very interesting. I was like, I guess.
Fascinating.
I said, I wonder if Cody would do this. You see him on TV drinking that beer, like, Corona, it's your kind of beer. It's the American way. And then he drinks it. And you see that little that choke in his throat, whatever.
First we'll cut away, we're just going to start choking. We'll be like, cut the black.
I would pay to see that commercial and be like, you imagine, I would pay to be on set because I'd just be like, watch it. All right, cut. Now, Cody, take a sip. And Cody's like, all right.
Tripling and shit.
I mean, you want me to take a sip now? Sip now, right? Like, right now? Like, yes, right now, Cody. Take a sip. And then,
let me try to do like a Coors commercial. It'd be hard to get the word Banquet beer out of my mouth. Coors.
What's my line?
Okay, what does it say? So, you sure it's correct? Yes, it's correct. Yes, it's to say the line right there. Coors. The bank.
You know, if we did like spoofs of that, I don't think anybody would get it. They'd be like, he can't say Banquet. It's the best beer ever, you know? Like, the Banquet beer. Banquet. Shit. Beefcake. Shit. So, it's the Banquet beer. It's good beer, man. It's great, man. Drink it up. You imagine they start, like, dropping, like, pallets of Coors beer off at your house and shit?
Oh, Jesus.
Be like, hey, Cody, we want to thank you for doing the commercial and everything. It was great. Highest rated commercial of all time. In our gratitude here is a lifetime supply of Coors beer.
You know what I would do with that beer? I would just use it if I was making like beer battered fish or some shit like that. It wouldn't taste anything. Just add to the alcohol percentage, I guess. That's all I would do.
I could see that.
I'll just use it for that.
So speaking of beer, since it's your segment right here with beer and everything, did you hear about in Australia millions of gallons of beer that expired during lockdown in Australia? They converted it into renewable energy enough to power 1,200 homes.
Look at that. Again, wow. We did all that with Coors.
Wow. I don't think Coors is strong enough for that.
It's like a certain percentage. There's a lot of Coors, though. You can buy all that shit.
You combine it all.
Yeah.
You can power 11 homes.
Yeah. There you go. Some energy, you know.
You'd be like,
do something useful with it.
This is conservative energy. Hold up now. Come on now. Yeah. It's conservative.
Yeah, like a little backup server or some shit with Coors.
I love it too, because in this photo, this Australian article here, that don't even look like beer they pouring in this fucking glass right here. That is, it looked like Coors.
Look at that little sour punch here right here. I'm like,
yeah. You think that's strong enough? Is that strong enough to power a home?
I don't know. It's 7% alcohol. That's a pretty good percentage.
I've never heard of using alcohol in such an efficient way before.
I didn't know it could work that way. I had no idea. Like, oh, shit. Alcohol has many uses, apparently. Like, a lot.
So if you ever run out of power, Cody, just take your beer and I guess...
Yeah, just pour a little oil recipe in the motherfucker. Work.
pour it on the light bulb. Just go like, yeah.
There you go.
You sure somebody wasn't drunk and he just poured this shit on the light bulb? And he was like, look, it's lighting up now. Look at it. Yeah. How does that work?
Probably had some actual backup battery or some shit. That motherfucker was just drunk. He actually turned it on. He thought he used the beer to use that shit to power back up.
We're going to try to come back to this story because I'm curious. It don't tell me how they did that.
Yeah, I don't think we got the full story on that.
How does that work? How do you take beer, not even just beer, expired beer at that, and turn it into renewable energy enough to power 1,200 homes? So what's in the beer?
This beer is going perfect right now.
And your expertise of beer, Cody, what's in the beer that can power energy to a home?
Hell if I know. The main ingredients of beer is water, malt, and yeast, and hops, and martyr.
Oh, and don't forget, America.
Yes.
America, damn it.
Yes.
How come there's always other countries figuring this kind of shit out? We can't never figure nothing cool like this.
You're fucking stupid, that's why.
Okay. The only thing we've come up with is Snuggies and things that make your dick hard. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
And I don't need either one of those for now. So, ain't that a bitch? Well, hopefully one day we can take liquor and turn it into something.
Something.
Actually, I don't know if I would appreciate that day, because then they'd be like, imagine they come in your house, instead of taking your guns, they're taking your liquor.
Oh, hell no. I'll be in my front porch then. Just like them motherfuckers.
Can I get in my house, motherfucker?
You touch my beer, you gonna touch my guns.
Taking away my alcohol, take away my freedom, goddammit.
You imagine those protests?
Oh, I'm gonna front lines for that motherfucker.
It's only gonna be like five of us. Hey, this is an important topic here. We cross paths with like the white nationalist parties or whatever in the BLM protests or whatever, and we like, hey, our thing is just more important, way more important than you, white nationalists, but it's just important. They trying to take our rights away by taking our liquor. My goddamn hard-earned tax dollars paid for this liquor. And I'll be damned if they just going to take it from me just so they can renew some energy in somebody's fucking house who I don't even like. Mm-hmm. Fuck your energy. You better light them candles up, bitch. What are you giving that, though, Cody, that beer over there?
Oh, man, this is... That was good.
That shit's empty now. Where the fuck did that beer go, dude? I don't see shit.
Grapefruit notes, like super effervescent. Man, it's refreshing as fuck, dude.
You don't even know what that word means.
I was like, man, fuck you. I know what this means. Yeah, I'm just saying smart shit to sound, so I'm fucking bitch. So it's my challenge.
You don't read.
I don't know, like a sour... candy vibe, like a warhead vibe going on too. I like that.
You see, they just came out with a warhead beer. I don't know if they just came out with it, but I saw a lot of stores releasing that this week.
Is it like an actual warhead beer?
Yeah, it's an actual warhead beer. It got the logo on it and everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cody's like, I don't want this shit. You don't want it, Cody?
I'll try it. I mean, I don't know if I'll, you know, it depends on the price. I'll be willing to try it at least.
I wonder what that, I think it was a 4-pack maybe. I think it
okay.
Was. So I would assume it's got to be like, you know, decent price.
Yeah, I'd be willing to try it.
$30, you know.
I don't know about that.
You don't want to try it now? Oh, excuse me then.
$30 for a 4-pack. Shit.
But Cody, it's your childhood. You used to eat Warheads, right? Come on now.
I don't give a fuck.
Come on now, Cody. Come on.
I'm spending $30 for some unproven beer.
You know, it's funny. Now I can't find this goddamn thing. I swear, like,
every liquor store
I went through, whatever, like, they. You go ahead and give your rating. I'm going to find this motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give this a 3.5 drop. Mm. This is hitting perfect right now for this shitty ass weather we got going. This is hitting, yeah. I don't know if it's because the weather is heightening this, but yeah, this is going great. This is everything you want to sour right now. I'm loving it.
Is this weather ever going to go away, by the way?
Shit, I hope.
Oh, here we go. Found it. So our artisanal, what is that? Brew Works, Warheads, Extreme Sour, Blue Raspberry, Lemon, Green Apple, and Black Cherry.
Oh, artisanal brew. Okay. I think I heard of them before.
They said it's back. Sour beer. Warhead sour beer. 4-pack, 16-ounce can. Limited supply. Grab some. Get them before they gone.
Yeah, I try it.
Cody's about to leave right now. He's like, hold on.
Man, that shit in New York. I ain't going over there. Fuck that.
Come on now, Cody. Go grab you some. It's just a plane flight away. You'll be back fine.
I'm sure you know they're better off than us right now as far as COVID goes.
They're trying to get back into concerts and shit over there already. I'm just like, okay. So what I'm drinking on here now.
What are you sipping on there, sir?
I thought since I did a Weller Foolproof for Whiskey Week, I might as well go ahead and just pull out the antique here. Antique 107 store pick, Cypress Craft, Orange County Bourbon Society store pick.
Man, those Wellers, they be going. I know Bear's Warehouse, I was selling one the other day, and that shit went by like this.
Yeah, they had the Weller 12 there.
That's pretty rare.
No.
they were saying.
No. That's not that fucking rare. It's allocated, yes, but it ain't fucking rare.
So, does usually, like, any Weller bottle, they usually have just fall off the shelves quickly?
Tend to, yeah. Mainly, I wouldn't say the Special Reserve does. Antiques in the 12 will, though. I will say, because they had it for, I think it was 150 what Beverage Warehouse had. That's fucking high as shit. Weller 12.
How much does it usually go for?
$50-$60, yeah.
Oh, fuck off with that.
Yeah. That's the cheapest I've seen, though, in a while, because usually people trying to sell that bottle for $300
or
shit.
Well, you're sipping on the antique, correct?
I got the antique 107 here, store picks.
107.
Like Orange County Bourbon Society store pick here.
Yeah, these goddamn store picks.
And people say that this is their favorite. They say this is the best one. Yeah, it's been my favorite for a while. It's definitely better than 12. 12, I do not like 12.
So that's your favorite Weller bottle?
I do like the Foolproof a lot. I like Foolproof a lot. CYPB was pretty good. But then, you know, if you want to get into B-Tag version, William LaRue Weller, he just can't beat. I mean, come on. He ain't beat, man. I mean, that's
You're talking about B-Tag. B-Tag is the creme de la creme, ain't it?
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be. I wouldn't say it is. I mean, there's much better bourbon out there or whatever. But that William LaRue, it's just miles ahead. It's just so good. But this Antique 107 out of the main lineup, I would say it's probably one of the best ones, if not the second best one.
Okay. And how much did you get that for?
I got this one for $60.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I mean, some people try to charge it, because I know Beverage Warehouse, they try to charge like $100 for this fucking bottle. I'm like, you just suck my dick is what you can do. I know they had Blanton's this past week, too, for $100. I was like, you also suck my dick for that, too.
Yeah, I know. You ain't a Blanton's guy no more.
No, God, no. Especially because every year that barrel just gets like weaker and weaker. Or it don't even get weaker. It'd be like, oh, this barrel is good, but this one tastes like shit. And it's like, no, thank you, no more. Fuck you, Blends.
That is inconsistent.
Very inconsistent. And not only that, it's not that good. I mean, it's decent. It's decent. If you spend $50 on it, yes.
sucks. I mean, it used to be high on blames back in the day, but
yeah,
not anymore.
I was one of the first few people before that shit got all popular and shit, and people was flinging that shit off the store. Because back in the day, it used to be $50 back in 2014 when I was drinking the shit. That shit ain't $50 no more or whatever. And not only that, if it's on the shelf, it's the first thing to go. I mean, we just saw a beverage warehouse. They're selling that shit for $100 now. And it's like, that's ridiculous as fuck right there. That's crazy. And that's for the single barrel. Now, if you want to go for Blanton's of all time now, come on, Blanton straight from the barrel. Oh, that's the creme de la creme of Blanton's right there. Now, also with Blanton single barrel, though, too, it depends on the year. If you give me an old year, like a 1993 version, which I had, whew, man, that's a good year right there. But anything more recent, I really don't give a fuck about. I do know that the Blanton's that came out this year, it was close to my birthday, so I would have loved to get that bottle because everybody always gets Blanton's now because of the dates on the bottle. They want to get it close to a special day there. And this year's Blanton's was 6/5/2020, and I was like, damn it. That would have said 6/7. I probably would have got that. But fuck them. They want to be dicks then. They want to be dicks about it then, so forget them that. But it's just all overhype. People just buying it out the stores or whatever, and especially when Booker's is way better. I mean, and it's hard to find that on shelves these days now, too. But it's getting up there, especially since Jim Beam raised the price on them. Booker's has shot up, like, by a lot of money now because everybody wants the damn bottle now. But it just tastes way better than, I'd say Weller and fucking Blanton's, to be honest.
Okay.
I think it has everything you want in bourbon, to be honest. Shit, I would even say Colonel E.H. Taylor tastes better than Blanton. Well, that's a fact. That ain't even a fucking opinion.
Yeah.
I will argue the fuck out of somebody with that one right there. If you think Blanton tastes better than E.H. Taylor, then at me, bro. Shit. At me, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's what the kids say, right, Cody?
That's what they say. At me.
At me, bro. Shit, I keep it A1, you know?
Oh, Jesus.
They still say that, Cody?
They still say that.
Okay, cool.
I think they still say that.
Oh, shit. Hey, I gotta edit that out then. I sound out of touch. gotta stay cool with the kids, you know.
Mm-hmm. Kids say hit, baby.
Yeah, kids love JB, sure, you know. For the wrong reasons. They always trying to bribe me for some shit and stuff like that. Because they know I'm a sucker, too. Whatever. They get me at them gas stations all the time, too. Mister, would you like to support our school? Man, I know what it's like growing up in a shitty school. Here, let me help you out. Let me get three of them mm-hmm. candy bars. That'd be $30. What?
No, what? Say what now?
Them kids do be getting my ass. So like, yeah,
hey. Like two Twix bars and a Snickers. $30. What?
If you got kids and they got like some fundraiser or something going on, you just tell them, go get JB right there. He'll sucker for that shit. Tell them some sob story. And then one of these kids that got me one, it was my buddy's daughter. And she fucking got my ass hard. She was like, and she said, and don't say you don't have any money on you right now because I saw you buy some whiskey earlier or whatever. So like,
damn.
Just for some Girl Scout cookies or whatever. And I was just like,
goddamn shortbreads, man. My enemy.
I said, I don't even care for Girl Scout cookies. She's like, yes, you do. I saw you eat. I was like, motherfucker. This girl at the gas station, she got me for fucking two candy bars. I was like, how much was that shit? It was $20, dude. It was $10 a candy. You talking about them dollar candy bars, too, dude. I think she pocketed that shit, Cody. Got my ass. She told me this little sob.
Yeah, she pocketed that shit.
She told me this sob story, man. This is Compton, dude. I can't help it. Shit. I was like,
man, they got this shit rehearsed. You know that. They rehearse this every morning before they go out. Go sell some shit.
Yeah, and it's funny because she pulled out that roll of cash, too, when I was giving her. And I was like, what the fuck? Here's your change back, mister.
Figuring this shit.
This one dude got me in front of the grocery store the other day, whatever. He's like, I'm trying to help my school keep the sports and arts team stuff or arts programs going and stuff like that. And I was just like, damn. A school in the project is trying to take away the arts and sports. That's all these project schools got, Cody. I was just like, I got to get this brother 20. I said, hey, look, man, I don't got no cash on me. I'm about to go in the store. I'm just going to randomly buy shit if I don't have what I want so I can give me some cash back. Mm-hmm. You get $20. Mm-hmm. He gave me his little book of coupons. I guess it'll get you like free food or whatever and shit like that. I said, I don't even want that, brother. I just want to help your school out now. And then I was like, wait a minute, I'll take that. Just give me them goddamn coupons. Yeah,
I'll get some out of this.
Yeah, I'm about to say, shit. I thought about that, and I was like, I'm the biggest fucking sucker when it comes to fucking kids and
bribing. Yeah, man.
My ass. I imagine if I had a kid, yeah, they would, Jesus Christ. Jeez, I'd be broke every fucking day.
Yep.
Daddy said I could have his fucking bottle over here. He only spent he spent his life savings on it, but he said I could have it because I told him that I was dying. And he believed it. My dumb ass be like, you dying? Oh, here, baby. Look here. I can't believe you dying. Anyway,
should not have kids.
Hell no.
My uncle just had his baby girl, and she's over here right now. I spent the whole fucking day with this baby yesterday. I was just like looking, going like, oh my God, I'm fucking addicted to having a daughter or something like that.
Oh shit. Here you go.
And mom starts. I was like, oh man, this kid won't get off me now. I was like, man. I was like, this baby is hooked. And I was like, oh, and look at, oh, she laughs every time when she looks at me. Oh, wait a minute, hold on, that ain't a compliment. She think I'm funny, man. That's why she laughs. Hey, take this fucking kid, get this baby off me.
Plot twist.
Yeah. So yeah. So I'm drinking the antique here. This was my favorite. This is probably my favorite bourbon everyday pour. I like all the Wellers. I know a lot of people give a special reserve a lot of shit. I got rules on my Weller, though. I don't go over certain amounts of them because you can find the damn bottle. If you look hard enough, you can find them. If you know how to talk deals, you can talk deals. I've talked so many deals for my Weller. And my special reserves, never spend over $35. If you spend over $35, you're a goddamn fool, then. You should never, ever spend over $35. I think most of the Wellers I have, and I have a shitload of Wellers, if anybody knows that.
Oh, I've seen them.
Most of my special reserves, I have 11 bottles of special reserve. Well, I got 9 now because I gave 2 away. I've only spent $27 to $33 on those bottles. Okay. So, and in my antiques, I have like 8 of them. I have never once spent this. The one I did spend over, I spent $85 for one. And that was only just because I was with a buddy and was just like, fuck it. Because it was a one per customer thing. I was just like, let's go ahead and just grab it for him. Funny enough, I think that was at Beverage Warehouse too. They're overpriced ass. It's funny. I like Beverage Warehouse, but some of the prices on their things, I just like, that's ridiculous as fuck. Especially when
apparently.
Weller Foolproof, it depends on the price, but I would never go over $200 for it per se. And then 12 and CYPB. I mean, CYPB, you're just gonna have to probably bite the bullet and spend that. But 12, I ain't going over anything $100 of that bottle. It's not that good, and it ain't like it's some rare bottle that like people are just dying to fucking have. I mean, they want it, but they ain't want it that bad. Especially when you can take $150 and you can go buy something else better with that shit. You can go buy two antiques with that if you want, which tastes better. On the nose here, oh shit, I love this balanced complexity it has to it. It's got like this. It's got like the scent of a kid that's ripping me off. Yeah. like they can smell it, like him right there.
Got him.
Look at him. He looks like a sap. Well, what do they call it? A simp. There you go. Simp. Yeah. Yeah. He looks like a simp. Let's get him. It's got that vanilla caramel, but with that fruit burst in it though. And what I like about it too is it comes off like it's fucking high proof too. It's only 107 proof too, people, by the way.
Yeah, got some decent burn on there.
Mm-hmm. It's oil. It's one of the first oily bourbons.
I thought you were chewing there a little bit. Is it chewy a little bit?
No, it's just I was like rinsing it around.
Oh, okay.
My whole, I love how it just, it's something about this bourbon. Yeah, you get it around there because it's so oily. Yeah, that's like the first note you get, but it's a good oily though. It's like an oily that's like full sensation. Yeah,
ain't nothing wrong with oily whiskey.
Oh yeah, sometimes it's terrible though. I mean, especially Scotch, it's definitely.
Luckily for me, I never had like overly oily whiskey.
Mainly, what's there on the nose is kind of here on the taste too. You know, you get your cherries, darker fruits, if you will, aged oak, if you will. I don't know how. I would say it's a young age, though. It's hot. It's got some heat on it, which I think adds to that oily sensation it has, though. I mean, because the proof is kicking with the oil in it. So it's pleasantly delicious, to be honest. So this is a bourbon right here. I would say sit outside, but I ain't sitting outside. Fuck that.
Hell no.
No, I'm not trying to die. You might have a heart attack. Actually, you might have a heart attack if you drink outside in this heat. You might actually pass the fuck out, to be honest. So I would say this right here. This is something you share with a friend, and you could just sit back and you just be talking about it all day or whatever. It's got so much complex layers to it that you don't know which one hits first. Is it the fruit to the caramel to the vanilla to the oil to the heat, or is it the heat to the oil to the fruit to the vanilla to the caramel? The notes, you can definitely tell what are there, though. Especially with that cherry sensation there. And then the finish. It's got like this, that's probably what makes it so smooth on the finish, too, is that oil burn, but it's so light and I don't want to say forgettable. It's not overbearing, though. It's there, but it doesn't take over the rest of what's in your palate still.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the palate still sticks around. And then when you get to the finish part, it just slowly smooths down like hot jizz and a bukkake.
Yep. It was coming at some point. You know, we could lead a show without some reference to sperm.
What are you talking about?
You know it was going to happen. Hey. I was waiting for it. It was coming. No pun intended. Hey, but it was coming.
Hey, like the weekend, I feel it coming. Goodbye. If this was a talk show podcast, whatever and stuff, that'd be my cue. Next week now.
The last drop is no longer complete without a cum reference now.
Yes. At least in your tasting notes.
Yes.
Gotta have some weird ass tasting note and nose. Right? Mm-hmm. The nose I had. Smells like kids ripping me off. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. With me, it's always unintentional. With you, it's completely intentional. But it's going to come at some point.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't mean to say that. It just
there
came.
There will be a semen reference at some fucking point.
It comes out
intentional natural. Or not.
Comes out naturally, Cody.
Yes, it does. Mm. That's what she said. Sorry. Had to do it.
Yes.
I had to do it. I had to do it. Too easy.
You kiss your brother with that mouth? Come on now.
Hell no. Don't kiss him at all.
That's family, dude. Come on now.
That's fine.
Remember the Wayne's brother had an episode about that?
Yeah, they're joking about it. They kiss each other.
Yeah, they kiss each other. I forgot. Yeah. I don't remember that whole episode at all, but I remember that
ending. I remember that part, though, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that ending. It was like, that's weird, kissing your brother.
Whatever. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
And then they did it right on. It
yeah.
That show was great back then.
Oh, it was a great show.
Yeah, that was when you thought they were like the best.
Yeah, they had talent back in the day.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
they had vision, they had passion,
and it was a very promising show too at that as well. So
yeah.
So that's it right there, people. I mean,
oh, what's your rating?
I'm giving it a 3.5.
Oh, so okay, 3.5 is all around.
Yeah,
cool,
3.5. So yeah,
the 3.5 show.
I think I gave the store pick I had for Foolproof a 3. So I would say that this one.
I feel like this is better than the Foolproof.
Yeah. Well, I would say I like the store pick better than the one I had. Yeah. Orange County Bourbon Society, man. Hey, like I don't give a fuck about Orange County, but I can tell you this right now. Their store pick.
Hey, their COVID protocols are all fucked, but their whiskey though.
Hey, they know how to pick.
Yeah.
They know how to pick good barrels. So I would say the Cypress store pick is better than the Foolproof pick I had. I'm still curious about shit. I wish I had the that was the only Foolproof I didn't get was the Cypress Orange County pick because they fucking told people and it was a fucking line that was leading all the way from 6:30 in the morning.
That.
And I was like, well, I guess I ain't getting that bottle. So shit, I was like, hey, wait, people from Vegas drove by here for that shit. I was like, hey, man, I ain't getting that bottle.
I don't know.
I wish I had that bottle. I could have did a side-by-side then over the same store pick from the same people, different bottles, but I can't do that. So, or maybe somebody in the Orange County Bourbon Society would like to hook a brother up. How about that? I know we're good friends over there. I don't know how much good friends we are now since I talked so much shit about Orange County. But hey, come on now.
Well, I didn't talk shit about this specifically.
That's true. You have a point, Cody. Fuck them, dude. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So yeah, that is it right there. Cody's got to go. He's got to go strip. So
yeah, I got to go do my Magic Mike right now.
He's got to go take a cold shower. Myself up. You gotta go take a cold shower.
Oh, no cold showers.
I
ain't gonna work for me.
So I gotta get to Vegas because I gotta go Chippendale. See, yeah. there's a big difference of who does it more classier. Obviously, Cody does. He's got Magic Mike. I got Chippendale. He's got a bitch. And I'm only the lead in this Chippendales because I keep looking at this camera over here on this computer.
Looking at what the hell he's looking at.
Hey, you. There's too many cameras on this desk, okay? All right, so, actually, you know, Chippendale. I mean, I may be the lead one, but that's only just because I can dance. You know, everybody likes Mike on that team. It's fine. It's only because he Brazilian waxes his ass, so it's cool. I choose not to do that. That sounds painful. So,
it does sound painful.
That sounds fucking painful. That sounds painful. That sounds like
I don't want any wax strips near my asshole, man. I'm good on that.
No.
I'm straight.
So I don't wear full G strings. I wear like wrestler shorts, a little tights.
Gotcha.
I wear like a little tights and stuff like that. Gotcha. So never go full G string.
No.
Never go full G string. Keep looking at that fucking camera.
That's funny. You're cool the whole podcast, but now you just can't stop staring at that shit.
You know why? It's because I can see my reflection out of it, whatever. I'm like, hey, what's that audience over there? Well, at least you know if we ever did it in front of another audience or whatever, then my attention won't be noticed of them.
Yeah, you know where to look.
I know where to look.
You're left.
Hard cam's right there? Gotcha. Hi, everybody. Hey. Then the ratings come back next week and they like dip so low, whatever it is. Like, they don't see my face. I'll look right next time then. No, you're off TV now. Goodbye. I mean, if you could have Makugo on TV, I don't understand why you didn't have me, though.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Man, don't you tell me the truth.
I'm just saying. So with that said, this is mix and match week here. Got a little beer, got a little whiskey, got a little drinking for everybody. I had some barbecue yesterday. I think I'm gonna go get me some more barbecue today.
As you should, brother.
Yeah, because I'm not fucking going nowhere. So
there you go.
So yeah,
barbecue, whiskey, sound like a good Sunday to me.
Yeah, it'll stare at the baby a little bit more and be like, yeah. You know, will not be me. Not my future. No. Probably will be, and most likely I'll have to, you know. Oh, God. I don't even want to think about any of that.
This is not talk about that right now.
Because then I really look like Jody.
This is the beginning stages.
Yeah, it's like, that's when you really don't give a fuck or whatever and shit.
Yeah.
You really don't give a fuck. So next week, usually is bar review week. That don't look like it's happening.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening. So I don't know if any of these people. I know some people are like, "Why not? Is it not happening? You can go to a bar." It's like, "Hey, do it." I don't want to. That's why I don't want to. That's why I don't want to fucking go to a bar. Okay, I find that a little irresponsible. If you ask me, actually, I don't even find it a little irresponsible. I find it a lot of irresponsible. You know, you want to be a dumb fucking go ahead and do it yourself, whatever. So I recorded something yesterday. I did a little Kobe show for 8:24, and mainly because I was just drinking yesterday. and then I realized, oh shit, next week is 8:24 or whatever. I was like, man, I got a bunch of Kobe bottles here. So I started drinking from those. So you might get two shows next week.
Well, damn.
Look at that now. Aren't we so generous? You know, because I'm sure Cody would like to say some things about Kobe, right?
Of course.
Yeah, it's 8:24 day in the great city of Orange County.
Mamba.
Yeah, Mamba, Orange County. Yeah, Orange County forever, you know? Orange County forever. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me Wakanda, them black people stole our phrase? Orange County's always been forever. Orange County is forever.
Orange County, brother.
What's their symbol? Instead of doing this, I guess they take the mask up. Orange County forever.
Yeah, no, that's it right there.
Just... Orange County forever. None of this. Yeah. None of that. No. Forever. So, yeah, you might get two shows next week talking about the great Kobe. You know?
That's dope. Yeah.
I mainly talked about his last game and how he scored. The only player to ever do this, by the way, too. I don't give a fuck. Don't fact check me. 60 points in a game.
In the final game, yeah.
Yes. Cody. It's never been done in general. It's never been done in general.
Oh, it's... True.
You don't have a fact machine to check this up, so don't even attempt to think about it. Yes.
Don't exist, yes.
No. There is no Google. No, Google don't exist. You drop that shit, baby. Come on now. Yeah, mm-hmm. You last dropped that shit. So we're going to get out of here now, people. I'm going to go drink something. I'm going to open something new over here, and I want to go have a drink or two.
As you should.
And like that said, this is the last drop. I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the Godfather Craft Beer Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
There we go. I feel like his glasses are going to break hitting that one day.